This is a shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick. Yeah, yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it.
Bucky Barnes's Guide to Avoiding Awkward Conversations. A Marvel Cinematic Universe story. Relationship: James Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers. Past: James Bucky Barnes, Howard Stark. Rating: mature. Written by Eden 22. Read by Quiet Knight. Content warning: brief reference to past rape, non-con. If there was one thing that Bucky had discovered an aptitude for in the 21st century, it was avoiding conversations he didn't want to have. It helped that most people didn't want to have a conversation with him in the first place, especially when he was having one of his days where his face didn't seem particularly interested in interfacing with his brain, leaving his eyes dead and expressionless, his face a horribly blank mask, mouth numb and unable to speak. People tended to just avert their eyes from him then, even if they'd been the ones to seek him out in the first place, mumbling some excuse before getting away from him as fast as they possibly could. Even on his good days, though, there were few people who needed to speak to him, much less who were willing to. The list of people who could give him orders was short. The list of people he called friends even shorter. Bucky knew he'd come out of Hydra a miserable, violent bastard, but he couldn't be particularly bothered to change it. When everyone else had gone through 70 years of horrific conditioning, torture, and brainwashing, then they could have a fucking opinion on his bad attitude. Of course, none of that managed to deter Steve fucking Rogers when he got to be in his goddamn bonnet. "You have to tell him." Bucky sped up, the sound of his boots thudding against the floor echoing loudly around the corridor. Steve just picked up his own speed to match, easily keeping up no matter how long Bucky made his strides. Bastard. "I'm serious, Buck," Steve said. "You can't just hide from this forever."
"Fuck off, Rogers,"
Bucky growled, debating the indignity of making a run for it. He was one of the best assassins in the world. All he had to do was get out of Steve's sightlines for a minute and he could disappear. He would be out of the tower in 20 minutes, out of the country in less than 2 hours. He'd heard Mozambique was lovely this time of year. His Portuguese was all right, and he was pretty sure that Makua had been shoved into his brain at some point, too. Going to the beach might get a bit tricky, though. He'd need to... "Look, Buck, it'll be fine. He forgave you for..."
"I don't want to talk about this, Steve,"
Bucky said, loud enough to drown out the sound of Steve once again, bringing up one of the worst things he'd ever done. Bucky broke into a sprint.
"He's going to find out one way or another," Steve yelled after him, the sound of his own pace picking up, a threatening thudding from behind him. "It'll be better if you just tell him."
Better for fucking who? Bucky thought as he rounded the corner, barely managing to avoid the Stark Industries employee in the next corridor, though the woman still yelped and dropped her coffee in surprise. Bucky dodged the falling cup, ignoring the curses that followed him down the hallway. He could hear Steve stopping and apologizing for him, and he smiled to himself as he slammed into the stairwell and began jumping from landing to landing.
"Oh, I deleted all your pics, then blocked your number from my phone."
The thing was, he hadn't even meant to tell Steve. Probably wouldn't have if he'd spent a single second thinking about it. He blamed the whole thing on Steve's cock, to be honest. Stronger men than him would have been struck dumb by the sight of it, kneeling on Steve's kitchen floor, the fabric of Steve's pants still fisted in his hands, frozen halfway through pulling them off his thighs.
"Ugh," Steve had said when Bucky didn't move. You good there, Buck?"
"Huh?"
Bucky had said. Steve's cock was hard, flushed blush red at the tip, smacking up against his lower belly as soon as Bucky had gotten his briefs down. It was thick and long, and Bucky wanted to choke on it.
"Buck,"
Steve said, like it maybe wasn't the first time he'd said it. This time, though, it drew Bucky's eyes upwards, and he was confused to find Steve looking down at him with eyes heavy with guilt and sadness.
already looking a bit glassy with tears. It was the look Steve reserved for finding out some new, horrific detail of Bucky's past, and Bucky really didn't understand why it was making an appearance now.
Have you ever done this before? Steve asked.
Bucky blinked at him.
Yes,
he said, the word coming out like a question, even though he hadn't meant it as one. Steve's mouth wobbled, and he blinked quickly as if to clear away tears.
I mean, willingly,
Steve said.
Jesus fucking Christ,
Bucky said. Bucky, Steve said. No, Bucky said, watching with a growing sense of panic as Steve's erection began to flag.
No way, your sadness is not getting you out of me sucking your cock.
Steve made a weird choking noise.
When was the last time you did this?
He asked when Bucky looked up at him again, challenging, eyes narrowed, like he'd let Bucky gag on his cock only if he met some arbitrary timeline for the last time he'd sucked a dick of his own volition.
1945?
Bucky said, the date appearing in his mind as he said it, though it annoyingly came sans any specific memory.
1945? Steve said, what? Whose dick were you sucking in 1945?
Horror washed over his face a second later.
Was it Dum Dum? Wait, no, don't tell me. Was it?
Fuck no, Rogers, what the fuck?
Bucky said.
Why would you even think that?
I don't know,
Steve said, hands waving about. Bucky's knees were starting to ache, which was less pleasant when he didn't have anything to distract him, like, oh, I don't know, a fucking cock in his mouth.
We weren't around a lot of people in 45. Was it Gabe then, or, God, was it Fallsworth?
Jesus fuck, shut the fuck up,
Bucky said, stomach flipping over at the thought of fucking any of the Howleys. His mind pushed another answer into his mouth instead.
It was Howard.
Steve blinked at him.
Howard? He repeated slowly, like Howard Stark?
Fuck, fuck, fuckety fuck, Bucky thought.
We know any other Howards?
He asked, as if he actually remembered more than flashes from back then. For all he knew, they'd known dozens of them. The words, thankfully, came out in a lazy drawl, not giving any of his panic away.
You sucked Howard Stark's cock?
Steve asked, voice going up in pitch.
Every time we were in the same base for more than an hour,
Bucky's mouth said without his permission.
That or I'd fuck him into the nearest flat surface.
It helpfully added. Because it hated him. He didn't blame it. He kind of hated him, too. Remember how pretty he took it? His brain helpfully offered, complete with a surround sound, crystal clear memory of Howard Stark, with his face pressed into a pillow, back arched, letting out little bitten-out cries as Bucky pounded into him. Huh. Okay, then. Maybe he could forgive his brain after all. Steve was still staring down at him, looking like he'd just been hit over the head. His cock had perked back up, at least, Bucky noted.
You were fucking...
We're not talking about this,
Bucky said, and leaned forward and sucked down Steve's cock. Steve made a strangled noise, hands grabbing Bucky's hair. He didn't pull Bucky off, though, and Bucky let out a pleased noise as he pushed all the way down, the head of Steve's cock easing into his throat like it was meant to be there.
We're talking about this later, Steve said breathily, and Bucky began to bob his head.
Maybe if he sucked Steve's brain out through his dick, he wouldn't remember this conversation had happened at all. How do you tell someone you fucked their dad? Bucky stared down at the words typed out in the Google search bar, thumb hovering over the enter button. Deleting them all, he swore, throwing his phone away from himself.
Fucking Rogers.
Bucky, Steve started, sitting down across from him. Bucky groaned, thunking his head down on the table.
Look, I'm not mad that you cheated on me.
Cheated? How could I have cheated on you? We weren't even together back then. I thought you were straight.
I am straight, Steve said with a stubborn jut to his jaw.
Yeah,
Bucky said. So you licking my asshole for an hour this morning was what, just two fellas being friendly?
Sure was, pal.
Buddy?
Friend?
Steve said.
You're bisexual,
Bucky said.
And an asshole.
And you fucked Howard Stark, Steve said.
I hate you.
That'd be more believable if you hadn't spent all of last night telling me how much you love putting your cock up my ass.
Look, Steve, what's the point of even telling him? How would he find out? No one knows except you. It'd just traumatize him. No man wants to know how prettily his dad used to beg for it once he got a few fingers in him.
There was a pause.
Yeah?
Steve said, eyes glinting. Bucky stared at him for a long minute. Steve blinked back at him, expression as innocent as a choir boy.
You're a pervert, Rogers, he finally said.
Yeah, Steve said, voice cheerful.
What else did you do?
Fuck, Bucky thought.
Fuck,
he said, pushing back from the table and heading towards their bedroom. Steve scrambled to follow, already pulling off his shirt. It was maybe a bit embarrassing for Bucky how long it took him to figure it out. He was the Winter fucking Soldier, one of the best assassins in the world, expert in subterfuge and deception, with nearly a century's experience in reading and killing people. And it wasn't until Clint looked at him mid-mission and snickered that he realized what had happened.
Who'd you tell?
He demanded as soon as he got home, hands on his hips and glaring at Steve. Steve looked up from his easel, eyes slightly glazed with concentration, a smudge of blue on his cheekbone. He ran his eyes up and down Bucky, still standing in the doorway, and Bucky got to watch as his expression shifted to something very different.
It was Natasha, wasn't it?
Bucky said.
Huh?
Steve said, not even bothering to hide the fact that he wasn't looking anywhere near Bucky's face.
You told Natasha about Howard,
Bucky said, and that was apparently what Steve needed to hear to actually realize what they were talking about, because when he met Bucky's gaze, the guilt in his eyes was obvious.
No,
he said. His eyes flicked away and back as he spoke. It was insulting, honestly.
Steve!
Bucky growled, stalking across the room. Steve was back to not looking at his face again by the time that he reached him, so Bucky reached down, taking a hold of his chin and jerking his head up to face him. It meant that he got a perfect view of the way Steve's pupils dilated at the movement, but he forced himself to stay on task. He had a mission here. He had a goal.
Did you tell Natasha about Howard?
Yeah, Steve breathed, reaching between his own legs to press the heel of his hand down on his cock.
What the fuck, Rogers?
Bucky said, and tried not to get distracted by the way Steve's eyes fluttered shut at the rough anger in his voice.
Why?
I didn't mean to, Steve protested. She's very convincing.
How did she convince you to tell her something she didn't even know that you knew?
Steve blinked at him, and Bucky ran that sentence back for himself in his head. No, yeah, that made sense. Steve paused, clearing his throat.
I have, maybe, a little bit, maybe, been acting weird around Tony. Jesus, Stevie,
Bucky said, closing his eyes as he stepped back, dropping his hand from Steve's face in favor of rubbing his own eyes. He ignored the whine Steve let out.
Weird how?
He asked, opening his eyes back up to find Steve shifting on his stool, avoiding Bucky's eyes.
I've maybe been finding it difficult to look him in the eyes, Steve said.
Steve! Bucky said. It's not my fault, Steve said.
I just look at him now and all I can think about is you telling me about you and Howard stealing a Jeep and fucking in the back seat.
You asked, Bucky said.
You started it, Steve countered. And now every time I look at Tony, I see all the similarities between him and Howard, and then I'm thinking about you rawing his dad all over Europe,
And the next thing I know, Nat is cornering me outside of the locker room and threatening to shoot me if I don't tell her what's going on.
She wouldn't actually shoot you.
She might.
You'd heal.
Oh, so you want me to get shot, is that it?
I mean, I'm kind of thinking about doing it myself right now,
Bucky snapped, and watched as Steve deflated slightly, some of the self-righteousness fading as his expression turned apologetic.
I really didn't mean to, he said. It just kind of slipped out.
Bucky took a deep breath in, letting it out slowly.
Fine, he said. Okay.
Okay, Steve said.
I'll tell him, Bucky said. But you owe me at least 100 blowjobs.
If that's meant to be a punishment, it's not a very good one, Steve said, standing and closing the distance between them before dropping right onto his knees.
It's a reward for me, Bucky said,
watching as Steve started in on the complex series of buckles joining Bucky's tack pants to the jacket,
for putting up with you.
Steve grinned up at him, expression happy and open. Bucky rubbed his thumb against the corner of Steve's smile and forgave him completely. Bastard.
I hope she getting better sex. Hope she ain't faking it like I did, babe. Took for long, you said call it quits.
There wasn't ever going to be a good way to bring it up.
Hey, Tony, Bucky said.
Hmm?
Tony replied, not even bothering to look up from his stark pad.
I just wanted to let you know, I used to fuck your dad.
You what?
Tony said, looking up and blinking at Bucky. His eyes flicked around the lab, as if he was looking for someone else to explain what Bucky had just said to him.
Is this a prank? Where's Barton?
Bucky shook his head.
Not a prank, but pretty much everyone else knows, so I thought I should mention it to you before someone else does.
And the thing everyone knows is
that I used to fuck your dad,
Bucky said, during the war. He added, as if the timeline was somehow the thing Tony might be struggling with. Tony looked at him and seemed to finally realize just how serious Bucky's expression was, because he abruptly paled.
You used to... with my dad.
Yeah,
Bucky said. Okay, glad we had this talk. See you later, Stark.
What, you... Barnes, get back here!
Sorry, can't stay, got stuff,
Bucky yelled over his shoulder as he left the lab at a sedate and very dignified jog.
Barnes?
Tony yelled again. Whatever he said after that swallowed up as the doors slid shut behind Bucky. Well, Steve asked him that night.
Went better than I thought,
Bucky admitted.
Nat said she saw Tony crying in the lab later, Steve said.
But he didn't try to kill me,
Bucky said. Steve tilted his head to the side. Point. There was a long pause.
So, any other past transgressions you want to confess to me?
Steve asked.
Are you kidding me, Stevie? I'm never fucking telling you anything ever again.
Not even, especially not more sex stories about Howard. Jesus fucking Christ,
Bucky said.
Okay, no need to get all huffy. I will fucking destroy you, Rogers, I swear to God.
Steve looked at Bucky, not saying anything, for a long moment. Promise? He finally asked. And Bucky threw his hands up in the air. The end.